ध्यायामोदबलावकुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्ठिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गिमधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। शंकरा कंटिन्यूज इन द 126 श्लोक। तत साधन निर्मुक्त सिद्धो भवति योगिराट तत्स्वरूपं न चैतस्य विनयो मनसो गिराम। So in the 124th shloka, Shankara spoke about samadhi, the sadhana of samadhi, and then he spoke about how a person who follows samadhi, he doesn't need anything else and he will automatically be led to moksha. So prayukta san bhavet swayam, he automatically leads to the state of, he'll be led to the state of aparokshanubhavam, in the state of jnanam, which is a blissful state or the blissful state. So if it is that, what is that state? Can you in brief explain that state? So that is what Shankara is explaining in the 126th shloka as to what will be that state. So till now he has given various logics, various reasons, various analysis and all. Now he speaks in this one shloka, he speaks about that state of moksha, that aparokshanubhavam state. So what is that? Tataha. Tataha means tasmat karana. That means because of previous sadhanas, because of tavat sadhu samabhyaset, because a sadhu practices the panchadashangam, 15 angas to nididhyasanam, which will help in nididhyasanam. Since he does that, because of that, sadhana nirmuktaha, he becomes devoid of sadhana, he becomes liberated from doing sadhana. That means until a person doesn't become vashyaha anandaha, so he gains anandam, he becomes in control of everything, and kshanat prayuktaha san, one moment he does action, one moment he gets out of action. So unless he is able to do that, we have to do sadhana. So there is no escape from sadhana by saying that I'll do actions as an offering, I'll do this, I'll do that. Sadhana is inevitable for a seeker. That's why sadhana chatushtaya sampatti. So that itself speaks about you have to practice for that. And after that, in order to follow the jnana margam of shravanam mananam nididhyasanam, shravanam mananam might be easy, but nididhyasanam you have to do this panchadasha angam. Whatever Shankara has explained, that we have to continuously follow. So following these might be very similar to offering to Ishvara, offering karma to Ishvara, but there is a huge difference that emphasis is not on karma, emphasis is on Brahman. So in Nididhyasanam, the emphasis is not on karma, emphasis is on Brahman. So even when a person is offering everything to Ishvara, offering all karma to Ishvara, doing karma, remembering Ishvara, emphasis is not doing karma, but emphasis is on remembering Ishvara with the necessary qualities of Advitiyam, Nirgunam, Sarvavyapitvam, etc. So that is what we need to remember. So until that time, when a person becomes realized, how do I know when I am realized? When there is Parama Anandam, when you are in a state of bliss, when you don't seek anything, when you don't want anything, when you have no Nirbandha Buddhi, when you don't say, I need this, I need that, all those things, then you know that you are realized. And that state, automatically sadhanas will drop off. So there is no point in telling that, okay, after some days I am realized, I'll stop sadhana. So you don't need to stop sadhana, but sadhana nirmuktaha, you automatically will get rid of sadhana. Sadhana will get away from you. It's like telling when the fruit is ripe, you don't need to pluck it from the tree, it will automatically fall down. So when the fruit of sadhaka becomes ripe, becomes realized, actions automatically fall off. You don't need to stop it. So sadhana nirmuktaha. And why does he get liberated from sadhana? Why sadhana fall off? Because sadhana is something which you do effortful. You do with effort. So effortfully doing something is sadhana. Effortlessly and naturally doing something is getting rid of the sadhana. So we try to remember Brahman, we do nididhyasana, we put effort and do sadhanas. But when we realize, it becomes automatic, natural. That means you don't need effort there. That means it is no longer a sadhana. Though you may still chant Lalita Sahasranama and do other activities, yet it is natural in you. So even though you may do or may not do, you will be unaffected by it. But a sadhaka, if he does it, it is well and good. If he doesn't do it, then it's not that good because he'll not be progressing. So that also doesn't mean that, okay, oh, I didn't do Lalita Sahasranama today. I had fever, I didn't do Lalita Sahasranama today. So I'll fall down. So too much emphasis also shouldn't be there. We need to know that sadhanas are done for nididhyasanam. Sadhanas are done for what purpose? We should remember that purpose. That purpose is important than sadhana. If we are unable, if we are so much in a situation that okay, you fall down, you fall sick, you cannot move. It's like 100 degree fever. You cannot move. That means at that time, oh, I cannot sing bhajan today. So that is gone. I fall down. But that shouldn't happen. You shouldn't be too much picky on sadhana. You shouldn't get attached to sadhana, but you should try to do it as much as possible. If you are not able to do, then do nididhyasanam. So internally say, okay, this is the sadhana that I am doing, and do it. But as long as it's possible, you should do sadhana. But nirbandha buddhi for sadhana also shouldn't become more. It shouldn't become that I have to do it. We should try to do as much as possible, but we should be able to get rid of it as well. So that's why Sri Ramakrishna Paramahamsa used to tell that good things or good habits, good practices are like golden chain. You need to get rid of them as well. So when you get realized, it will automatically fall off. But until then, you shouldn't get so much attached to them, but you should do them. So it's like telling, okay, I use my car. I am attached to my car because I need to daily go to office in it. But just because I use the car to go to office, to go to any place, doesn't mean that I'll be 24 hours embracing the car. Nobody does that. So that means you are using it. You know that, okay, I need to do this and this for the car. I need to do this repair. I need to fill fuel, this, that and all. Yet you are not overly attached to it as well. So that is the state you should have. You should do sadhana. You should do things that are essential. Whatever sadhanas are required for a person to do, he should do it. But still, he shouldn't be attached to it that, okay, he is unable to leave it. But when the right time comes, sadhana nirmuktaha, sadhanas automatically fall off for the jnani because it is natural. He doesn't need to do any sadhana. Why is that? Siddho bhavati yogirat. Yogirat. He is a king of yogis. So yogi. So Shankara uses yogi here because he explained various sadhanas with the name of Yoga Sutras. But here yogi means siddhya siddhyoho samo bhutva samatvam yoga uchyate. Yastu sarvani bhutani atmanyevanu pashyati sarva bhuteshchatmanam tatona vijagupsate. Sarva bhutastam atmanam sarva bhutani shatmani ikshate yoga yuktatma sarvatra samadarshinaha samadarshanam. Or seeing oneness everywhere, equanimity. Equanimity of the mind because of seeing oneness everywhere. So it's not the unaffected state of the mind because I don't care what's happening. It's like, okay, yesterday there was a lot of tornado. Tornadoes hit the Southern, mid-South or the West Southern part of US. Many places like Tennessee and Arkansas and many places tornadoes hit. But I am unaffected by it. So it's not that state. Like equanimity doesn't mean I am unaffected by something just because of one or the other reason. So equanimity means with the knowledge that everything is one. Everything is one Brahman. Therefore, I will not get affected. I don't need to get affected because I know that everything is an illusion in Brahman. Everything is Brahman. Therefore, I don't need to be affected by activity. So there's a huge difference in telling that I am unaffected because of knowledge. I am unaffected because of temporary conditions. So knowledge is very important there. So Yogirat, he is the king of yogis. Why he is king of yogis? Because he has realized Brahman. He has realized Brahman, thereby he will be seeing oneness everywhere. He will have equanimity at all points of time. And Siddha Bhavati, he gains Siddhi. He becomes a great Siddha, a person who has achieved perfection. Siddhi or Siddha means a person who has perfection. Siddhi means perfection. So Siddha, Siddho Bhavati, Siddha Bhavati, he becomes a Siddha. He becomes perfect in all aspects. And sadhana mukta, sadhana automatically fall off. He doesn't need to do sadhana because his each and every moment is a sadhana. And tat swarupam. Okay, I have explained to you now that when a person realizes Brahman, prayuktas san bhavet swayam, after practicing yididhyasanam for a long period of time, automatically it happens. Person realizes, if a person gains aparoksha anubhavam, he is always in the state of the Atman. Such a person, for him there is no sadhana, he becomes a siddha, he is a yogirat and all. Yet, though I have explained it very briefly, we cannot speak about it. So, tat swarupam, the nature of such a person or the nature of such a state, nacha etasya. Etasya. So etasya means also the person's state or the about the person, about the goal. Manaso giram vinayo. Manaso, through the mind, giram, through words, vinayo, vinayo na. You cannot judge it, you cannot know it. So that means you cannot apprehend such a state, you cannot apprehend the person's nature, the person's state, the goal that the person is at through mind or word. That means yato vacho nivartante aprapya manasa saha. You will not be able to speak about the state that person is because he is in the state of Brahman. Brahma vid brahma eva bhavati. Person who realizes Brahman becomes Brahman. That means a jnani, a person who gains aparoksha anubhavam, he becomes Brahman. And since Brahman cannot be explained in words and thought about in the mind, therefore such a jnani is also beyond our apprehension. So just because he is beyond our apprehension doesn't mean we don't know what, how to judge or how to find out such a person, because sadhana nirmuktaha siddhaha, he will be a perfectionist yogi. He will maintain equanimity. So any person who differentiates between two people, any person who is splitting or behaving good with one person, bad with another person, such a person is not a yogi. He is not realized. So this doesn't mean that a person who scolds one person is not realized. The guru might scold the shishya because it's external scolding, internally it is equanimity. So you need to, you'll be able to find out whether a person is internally getting affected while scolding or it's just an external show off. And ultimately anandam is obviously there to judge such a person or find out such a person, yet his state is beyond apprehension. So you cannot say he might be doing this, he might be doing that. This means that you cannot really apprehend a state, like he might be doing this, he might be doing that. You cannot even like try to judge or find out how anandam he may be getting. So people are like sadhakas, like us, when we start, And when we start learning few words, we will gain temporary anandam. Anandam out of jnanam. It's called jnana anandam, you can say. So that anandam itself is something very beautiful, very good, that it attracts us more and more. So what would be that state which is non-apprehendable, which cannot be apprehended? So that bliss which is beyond apprehension, so that will be really blissful to be in that state. So that means like a person has to seek out that state. So here Shankara briefly speaks about a person who realizes sadhana, so automatically follow up, he doesn't need sadhana. So just because he doesn't need sadhana doesn't mean he won't do good things. So that means even if he smokes, he's not going to get affected by it, but that doesn't mean he will smoke, because such a person will be living for the world. So he will set a good example. Yes, yad acharati shreshtas tat tat deva itaro janaha sayat pramanam kurate lokas tadanu vartate. In the third chapter in Karma Yoga, Gita says that, Krishna says in Gita that yad yad acharati shreshtaha, whatever is shreshta, a idol or like ideal person or an idol in the world, like, or a person like person who is worshipped, who is set as a good example, such a person does, people follow it. So whatever a big person does, people follow it. Therefore such a Mahatma ensures that he also does all these actions. So he doesn't get rid of action, he doesn't do bad actions, because he is setting an example. But his state is not cannot be apprehended, it is beyond apprehension. But he is a perfectionist, he is a yogirat, he is the king of yogis, he will always be in equanimity. So next Shankara speaks about the various obstacles that a person might encounter while doing samadhi. So the final state of samadhi, when you negate all thoughts and you are trying to see everything as Brahman, you are trying to have the Brahma akarataya vrittihi. You are trying to have the vritti of Brahman alone. To that, like any other path, any other sadhana, there will be obstacles to it. So that obstacle, Shankara starts with the next shloka. We'll see in the next day. Hari Om.